I'm Marshall Terry, 90.7 WFAE News. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is foreboding in his assessment of Hurricane Florence.
This storm is a monster. It's big and it's vicious. It is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening, historic hurricane.
The path of Florence has changed since Cooper made that statement yesterday. It's expected to hit Wilmington and then veer west, taking it south of Charlotte. Joining us now is WCNC-TV meteorologist Brad Panovich. Brad, what does this new path mean for the Charlotte region?
Well, it's pretty interesting. The shift to the south certainly puts Charlotte into play for much heavier rainfall. And I think that's going to be the biggest issue that we're going to have to deal with in the Charlotte area is soaking heavy rains that could fall not only over a day, but maybe several days after landfall. This would put us in a swath of maybe up to 4 to 8 inches of rain from Friday night through early Monday, and even could linger beyond that as the remnants drift off to our west. The other thing this will put us into an increased threat for is some possible tornadoes. But one thing it might actually help is reduce the overall wind speed, though we're still going to have gusty winds around here, which combined with that wet soil could bring down some trees.
When should we now expect landfall along the coast?
Right now, it looks like landfall is going to occur sometime early Friday morning between, I would say, 4 a.m. and probably about 8 a.m., but it might actually never make it all the way in. That's the interesting thing about this track is that it stalls very near the coast. It could stall just off the coast and then drift south along the South Carolina coast and possibly make a landfall as a weaker system if it doesn't make it completely over the coast in North Carolina. So we could have two landfalls, conceivably one around Wilmington and then one near Myrtle Beach or even south of there as it drifts into southern South Carolina.
Well, if it does follow the path and come more toward Charlotte, when can we expect to see the greatest effect here in the Charlotte region?
Yeah, the interesting thing is in Charlotte, our biggest impacts might be felt more Friday night into Saturday. We'll certainly see some wind on Friday, but I think the rain could be kind of scattered about on Friday, and the heavy stuff doesn't really move in until Saturday and Sunday. So we kind of have a delayed impact from this, even after landfall on Friday.
You mentioned some hefty winds here in the Charlotte area. A lot of people hearing this are remembering Hurricane Hugo in 1989. I believe that was a Category 1 storm when it hit Charlotte. Will the winds be that strong, or will they be stronger when they get here than that?
They will be dramatically weaker. The thing about Hugo was it was coming from Charleston up to Charlotte, and it was moving about 40 miles an hour. This system, when it gets to the coast, is only going to be moving about 3 miles per hour. So the winds will be winding down much quicker near the coast before those winds get up here. So the winds here are actually going to be probably 30, maybe 35 mile per hour with some gusts of 40, which normally would not be a big deal. But with the heavy rain, that causes trees to come down. So we could still see trees and power outages from the much lower wind speed.
So we definitely need to be careful. Everybody hearing this needs to heed caution. That's WCNC-TV's meteorologist Brad Panovich. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.